I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the recent passing of President Trump's tax and spending plan, officials in New Jersey are bracing for what they say could be catastrophic cuts to social services. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
An estimated 350,000 people in New Jersey will lose Medicaid coverage under the new federal eligibility requirements.
We are deeply disheartened by this outcome.
Jonathan Chebra is deputy commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Human Services, and he says able-bodied people will have to jump through additional bureaucratic hoops to qualify for Medicaid.
And it'll require them to do that twice as often as they currently have to. Currently, they have to demonstrate eligibility yearly, and now it'll move to 6 months.
Counties will be doing the legwork to confirm eligibility, having to do more oversight with less money. Camden County Commissioner Virginia Betteridge says this also adjusts work requirements for those with kids.
The work requirement exception for those with dependent children from households with children under the age of 18 to households with children under the age of 7.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew is among the Republicans who voted to pass the bill, and he says cutting fraud, waste, and abuse is the goal, and that it shouldn't be hard for able-bodied adults without children to meet that 20-hour-per-week requirement. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.